And on the phone now I have Maria Brennan, who is Media and Communications Executive with Dublin Bus. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for taking the call this morning. We're going to talk about, everybody knows, any bus users know that Dublin Bus don't carry cash, but they don't have access to cash, so they give out sort of receipts for any change due. And an awful lot of people just throw these receipts on the table or leave them in a pocket because they don't want to be going into O'Connell Street to claim the money. So it's actually a nice initiative, this. So do you want to just explain to the listeners what initiative is, the Dublin Bus Community Spirits Award?
Yeah, well, we've been running our Community Spirit Awards now for 10 years, since 2004, and they are funded by unclaimed passenger change, just as you are explaining there. So if people do not reclaim their change, a portion of this money goes to fund grants for local community groups in the Dublin area. And since 2004, we have actually awarded 1,500 grants. So that's 1,500 voluntary groups which have benefited from the programme. And basically, they are very local community groups. And we started the initiative to support these groups that sometimes find it hard to get funding from other organisations in Ireland. And, you know, we run our services throughout the Greater Dublin area, and we felt we really wanted to give back to these voluntary groups. And also, it's our way of recognising the good work that these groups do every day. They're all voluntary, they're all giving up their own time, and they're doing great projects and striving to grow their services.
Yeah, we know now in today's the situation, the economic situation, that people are really suffering, and especially charities and NGOs and all this, their funding has been cut left, right and centre. So it's absolutely brilliant. And I'm just looking at the grants here. It's a grant of 1,000, 2,000 and 5,000. And would these grants be given out every year?
Yes, it's an annual programme, and we launch the programme every year in spring. So March, usually we launch it, and we have our patron, Niall Quinn, who has been with us since we started the programme in 2004, and he helps us launch it and helps us create awareness that these grants are available. We have application forms that the groups can just fill out and send back to us, and just tell us a little bit about the organisation and the project that they wish to have funded.
Now, I know you've shortlisted some organisations, so is it too late now for people to apply?
We have picked our winners for this year. We actually have 86 groups who have won funding from us this year. But as I said, we will be launching it again next spring, so I would definitely encourage anyone who is interested to look up our website, dublinbus.ie. All the information is there, and the application forms will be available there next March.
So it's just dublinbus.ie, and all the information about how to apply and all will be there. Oh, that's great.
Exactly. So we've 86 winners this year, and we have our annual award ceremony taking place on next Thursday, the 25th of September. And basically, we bring all the recipients of the awards to the ceremony, and it is then they find out what grant they have been awarded. And the ceremony is all about recognising and celebrating the work that these voluntary groups do every day. As I said, it often goes unnoticed and sometimes without acknowledgement. And we look forward to seeing all this year's winners there.
Okay, and how many organisations are on the shortlist?
There are 86 winners this year.
Oh, 86,
And so all of them will be receiving grants this year.
So all of them, sorry, I misunderstood. I thought there was only 3 grants.
No, there are 86.
Oh, yes.
There are 86. And they are in the different denominations. Some will receive 1,000, some will receive 2,000, and some will receive 5,000.
Okay, so I was looking at this and I was saying, right, that's 8,000 a year. That's a lot of money to be people not collecting. How much money would you have in your coffers that hasn't been collected? Or have you got an idea?
Usually the unclaimed passenger change fund would total about 1.9 million a year. And a certain portion of that does go to fund these grants.
My God, it's an amazing amount of money, isn't it?
It is. So we do also have a rolling fund. So when someone does pay a bit more than their actual fare and they receive one of these tickets, it doesn't have an expiry date, so they can come into our head office on O'Connell Street and claim their money back whenever they want. So there's no expiry on those tickets either.
Okay, and I know in the office here we have a box out there. It's made up as a bus and it's for the Jack and Jill Foundation, and people can put their used tickets in there, the tickets for their change in there.
Yes, that's right. Some charities choose to do that. We don't support it ourselves. We do allow it, but we don't actively support it because we do have our own grant scheme.
Yeah.
And, you know, we feel that fortunately we're in the position to give out grants to a number of different charities every year throughout Dublin. And we hope to support as many projects and groups as we can.
Well, and I mean, you're talking about 86 different groups that will be receiving grants. It's fantastic, and you must be covering an awful lot of different groups.
Yeah, well, basically, there are six categories that voluntary groups can apply under. There's sport, education, older people, children and youth, local community, and environment, and people with disabilities. So, you know, we think that that would cover a lot of the work that community groups do around Dublin, and we do try and keep the application process as simple as possible for groups to apply.
Okay, and you said there was 86 winners this year?
That's right.
And how many people would have applied?
We got over 500 applications this year.
And you whittle it down as a jury,
yes,
or something?
Yes, we have an independent adjudicating panel that look at all the applications. They definitely have a challenge on their hands every year, as there are just so many great community groups throughout Dublin doing great work. And we can't unfortunately support everybody, but it is up to the adjudicating panel to pick the winners.
Yeah, I'd say it's fairly hard, as you say, because they're all doing great work. And what sort of people would be on the panel, and how did Noel Quinn?
Well, basically, they're from the voluntary group background themselves, so they may have worked in charities over the years and are familiar with the work charities do, the funding process. They have a good eye for detail for the types of projects that people apply for. But as I said, there are just so many there's so much great work happening out there in Dublin, and sometimes it can definitely pose a challenge to try and whittle down the winners.
Yeah, now I interview a lot of charities, different charities, and I notice that there's huge charities, huge organisations, and then you could have charities that are run by a few people, a few volunteers. There's no limit as to the size or how well known the charity is.
No, we do look for smaller groups because we know those are the ones that really struggle to find funding. And we do try and help prioritise those types of groups, so ones with smaller volunteers. But it does. We get such a range of charities every year, but we definitely try and help the smaller groups who unfortunately don't receive funding from any kind of state organisation.
That was going to be my next question. Would you actually particularly look for people who aren't getting funding from the government?
Yes, exactly, because there are so many. There's so many small groups in community centres, community gardens, smaller projects that just are helping their local area, their local community, bringing a sense of pride to the area. Those are the type of groups that we try and help.
Okay, and recent scandals there, I always ask this to the charities when I'm interviewing them. Would you look for transparency? Would you pick organisations that people can go online and check accounts and stuff like that?
Yeah, and also our claiming procedure. So when we actually do award a community group funding, they then have to claim their award afterwards. So they need to basically show us how they're spending the money, where they're spending the money, send us in invoices and receipts to the amount they've been awarded, and then we issue them with their grant after that. So that really helps us see exactly where the money is going.
No, yeah, and I'd say, and people will be delighted to hear that because, as I said, because of recent scandals, which, but most charities now are very transparent, and you can go online and check their accounts and stuff like that. We'll just talk about, do you know anything about the people who are on this, the 86 winners?
Yeah, we have some wonderful winners this year doing great work in their community. And a great spread throughout those six categories I mentioned earlier and representative of all parts of Dublin. One particular group that has caught my eye is Age Action. They do a lot of great work for older people in Ireland, promoting services, promoting positive ageing. And basically they'll be receiving a grant this year to fund their Getting Started programme. And this is where they provide free basic IT training to older people in the Dublin area to help combat isolation, loneliness, provide the service to people who may be housebound or are suffering from ill health. And I just think this is such a great initiative, and it's so important these days to help older people connect with the internet, because sometimes the internet and technology and social media and all these things are seen as a facility for younger people, and, you know, not something sometimes might not interest older people. They don't understand that this is such a great facility, and this program is specifically designed for that. It's to give them older people an outlet to stay in touch with friends and family, order shopping online, and just to, you know, keep the mind active.
Yeah, it is. It's great work, and it's as I said, it's great work they're all doing. That sounds very much like Age Action. I think Age Action are listed here as well.
Yes, they're one of the winners this year.
Yeah, and the Broadstone Community Garden Group, I know, is another one, and we actually broadcast from a local community garden here a couple of weeks ago, and that's another fantastic initiative because it brings communities together.
Yeah, we have seen a rise in applications for community garden projects in recent years, and it's a great initiative to get local people together, young, old, help them engage with each other and have something that they can all focus on. And Broadstone Community Garden, they are a fairly new organisation established in 2012, and basically they are getting local people together to develop a sustainable garden in the community, and our grant is going to help them to secure a water source. But really, it is just getting everyone together. It's a great example of people taking their own initiative to make a real difference in the community and to get people to feel they're involved in what's going on in their local area.
And under the community garden that we covered, they have children coming in and they have the children growing their own vegetables.
Yeah, and it's teaching younger people responsibility. It gives them something to focus on. It's a great outlet and also encourages interaction between older people and younger people.
Yeah, it is fantastic. And I'm just noting here another one, Sticks and Stones Anti-Bullying Campaign. Now, bullying is a scourge in society today, so that's another great initiative.
Yeah, Sticks and Stones, it's Ireland's longest running and dare say most innovative anti-bullying programme. It's another one that caught the adjudicating panel's eye. It's really important, I think. It's becoming a more, as you said there, more of a challenge in today's society with social media and the internet. And, you know, this programme, it helps children and young people, but it also provides support to parents and teachers who are definitely finding more of a challenge to get on top of social media, all that's going on in the internet, and to provide support to younger people, given parents, adults, information, support, advice on how to combat bullying and to help their children. There's also another interesting angle to this project where they actually promote tolerance and social inclusion in society. So it's combating anti-bullying, but it's also providing information, creating awareness around the whole topic, getting people talking about it. And basically we'll be providing them with a grant to facilitate anti-bullying drama workshops for children and younger people, and actually encourages engagement with adults as well. So we think this is a really good project, and they're going to be bringing this to more schools in Dublin, and we're just delighted, and hopefully it will grow from strength to strength.
Yes, and I know from talking to people, it always comes up about supervision, but as you said, it's very hard for parents to get on top of this. So sticks and stones are educating parents as well, so that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, promoting tolerance and social inclusion in society, I think, is a really important part of it. So, you know, to try and prevent it before it happens.
Okay, and is there any other organisations that have caught your eye or are close to your heart that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, well, one category in the awards is people with disabilities, and a very interesting group that will be receiving funding this year is Irish Deaf Society. And basically, they have been running they ran their first film festival in 2012, and they hope to run their second festival in October. So basically, it's an Irish Deaf Film Festival, and we'll be providing an award to them to support the festival itself. And what they'll be doing, it'll include accessible filmmaking workshops to encourage development of young deaf and hard of hearing filmmakers. So it's bringing a great facility and a great outlet to people with hearing impairments in our society, and also I think creating awareness around this disability and, you know, really encouraging creativity. And hopefully our grant will help make the festival a success this year, so they can encourage it in further years.
It's great. And I tell you, I wouldn't like to be one of the people who have to decide which groups get which amount. So on the 25th, I think you said it was, and they're all going to attend the great night. And as you say, the presenter on the evening is Niall Quinn. He does a lot for charity.
Yes, that's right. He's been patron of the initiative for the last 10 years. And has met all the groups himself personally. And the award ceremony is on the 25th. It's in the Mansion House. And we really look forward to meeting these winners, hearing their stories, and providing them with, you know, a celebration for their work that they do every day.
Okay, and it's 1,000, 2,000, and 500 night. They'll all be waiting there with bated breath, wanting to know how much they're going to get. But they're getting something, and it's fantastic to see Dublin Bus involved in this. It's a great, great idea.
It is. And if anyone is interested in finding out the list of winners, that will be up on our website as well, dublinbus.ie. And just to remind anyone who is interested in applying next year, the application forms will be available there in spring next year.
Okay, and when can people start applying for next year's?
From spring next year.
From spring next year.
So keep an eye on the Dublin Bus website, and we'll be launching the programme through the website, and it will have all the information there, including the relevant dates.
Well, as I said, it's great. It's great to see Dublin Bus getting involved with the community. And is there anything you'd like to add?
Just to let people know that, you know, this is an annual programme, and if anyone has any questions or anything, all the information is up on the website, as I said.
Hey, well, listen, Maria, thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.